It's a big issue. There's a lot of people all over the country, actually, not just Kent, Essex and the other two areas that are joining us today, but actually all over the country. But unless you've got a voice to get out there and someone prepared to talk for the people, then you're just not going to be heard. So it's essential today.
What do you hope the general mood is like?
We're hoping it's going to be a fun day, but achieve something. We want to go up there to achieve something. We want to tell the ministers and our MPs and our leaders that people are affected by this policy and what can they do to help us get it overturned.
Would you say this is a last resort? Because I know you've been campaigning for a long time now. Are you, in a way, sad that it has to come to this?
I am sad that it has to come to this, but I have enjoyed meeting people and hearing their stories, and I just can't believe that this policy was ever introduced. It's a basic safety measure that people require to keep their families safe. I just cannot believe it was ever implemented.
There are some people out there that may criticise the action in terms of how council bosses have made a U-turn and, you know, everyone should settle down now.
We haven't had a timetable on when the LEDs will be implemented, or even, in fact, whether they've got all the money, all the funding in place. So we have to carry on with the campaign until we know. But people are saying to me, we want our lights now. Not in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and maybe never. We want them back now, please. And that's what I'm trying to achieve.